The Republican National Convention in Cleveland has concluded. Next week, the Democrats will nominate their candidate in Philadelphia. Then it's on to the final three-month stretch of this ultra-marathon race. North Carolina is a swing state and expected to be a regular part of the political terrain through November. Jeff DeBerry reports on how some local voters could ultimately make the difference in the race to be the 45th president of the United States.
In 2008, only Missouri had a presidential contest that was closer than North Carolina's. 4 years ago, just Florida was decided by fewer votes.
I think it's quite possible that we end up being the closest state this year.
Tom Jensen is the director of Public Policy Polling, a national firm based in Raleigh. For three decades, North Carolina was a Republican stronghold in the presidential race. Not anymore. Their most recent data shows Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton tied here. Other recent polls show our state among four that are currently a toss-up.
I think what's 100% going to end up deciding the race in North Carolina is what ends up happening in the suburbs of Wake County and Mecklenburg County.
Meet the swing voters, many of whom are transplants from blue states like California, New York, and Connecticut. They're largely independents and mothers. Pollsters say they altered the election here in 2008 and 2012. Carter Rent is a longtime GOP strategist. He calls them an interesting group.
They don't really like either party. They don't really like politicians. They're fiscally conservative on values. They're religious. But on the other hand, government programs like education, Social Security, Medicare, they're very supportive of. So it's sort of a group of people that don't fit into any political boxes.
Wren first worked on a campaign in 1972, helping Jesse Helms get elected to the U.S. Senate. He's not working for Donald Trump. Asked what he would advise the Republican nominee to do in order to win that slice of suburban voters and North Carolina, Wren said attack ads and another tactic.
Some positive introduced about Trump that gives the undecided voter some comfort with him. They're never going to embrace Trump, but they need to be a little more comfortable with him than they are right now.
Wren says politics is all about messaging, and if Trump's campaign chooses to sell a layer of comfort, it must be done genuinely. Tyrant Trump and crooked Clinton amount to the most disliked presidential finalists on record. This is more a character race than an issues election. Gary Pierce is another longtime political operative. He worked for Democratic Governor Jim Hunt during his four terms in office. Pierce is not working for Clinton, but offered his approach at how he would help her cause.
The easiest way to win an election is to just destroy your opponent. And there has never been an opponent who invited it as much as Trump does and makes himself vulnerable to it in the way he does. So that's what I'd be telling her.
Clinton's campaign debuted TV ads here earlier this month. One features some of Trump's most bombastic comments as children appear to be watching a TV screen.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
And you can tell them to go themselves.
You know, you can see there was blood coming out of her.
Trump has not yet run any TV ads in the state. Pierce calls Clinton's 30-second spot incredibly effective.
That goes right at that suburban, independent woman. It goes right to this fear that there's something about Donald Trump. There's a cruelty or a bullying or a meanness to him that I really don't want to see in the White House.
The rhetoric has likely grown repetitive for many of you. And while another scandal, an October surprise, or as Wren put it, the hand of God, could still play into this race, there are 118 days between now and the second Tuesday in November. Again, Tom Jensen, the pollster.
If you're somebody who's really a political junkie, it's an exciting time to be a North Carolinian because we've never been this important. If you're somebody who gets sick of the ads, gets sick of having to see the candidates on TV here all the time, all I can really say is buckle up. It's going to be a long 3.5 months.
Donald Trump is scheduled to visit Winston-Salem on Monday. Jeff DeBerry, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.